الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الداعي إلى رضوان على آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فسبق معنا سابق أن بدأنا بالثالث من الأصول الستة، والأصل الثالث هو يتعلق بالسمع والطاعة لمن تأمر علينا، ولو كان عبد حبشيا. وقد بينا أن هذا الأصل قد دلت عليه الكتاب والسنة، وبينته بيانا واضح في غاية الوضوح، أدلة صحيحة بينة. ثم صار هذا الأصل لا يعرف عند أكثر من يدعي العلم، فكيف العمل؟ صار هذا الأصل لا يعرف أكثر من يدعي العلم كيف العمل به، أن يجهلون مسألة السمع والطاعة وما لها من فضل وما لها من أهل، فكيف بالعوام وهم أشد جهلا في هذا. فصار الشجاع عندهم الذي يأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر عندهم، والذي لا تأخذه الله لومة لائم عندهم، هو الذي يخرج على إمام المسلمين ويخلع يد الطاعة وينادي بالثورة على الحكم المسلمين بمجرد حصول خطأ منه أو معصية لا تصل إلى حد الكفر. وصار حديث المجالس والندوات والمحاضرات في تتبع أثرات الولاة وتفخيمها والنفخ فيها حتى يؤول الأمر إلى تفرق الكلمة وتنفير الرعية من طاعة ولي الأمر، حتى يختل الأمن وتسفك الدماء ويؤول الأمر إلى فساد أشد من الفساد الذي يحصل من الصبر على طاعة ولي الأمر الفاسق والظالم الذي عندهم لم يصدر منه كفر فواح عندهم من الله سلطان. هذا الأصل مهم في غاية الأهمية، وسبق معنا بيان النصوص الدالة على وجود الطاعة لولي أمر المسلمين وعلى الصبر على دوره، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رأى من أميره شيئا يكرهه فليصبر، وقال: اصبروا حتى تلقوني على الحرف، وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح من حديث حذيفة بن اليمان: تسمع وتطيع للأمير وإن ضرب ظهرك وأخذ. هذه نصوص أخرى وهذه أدلة الكتاب والسنة. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اطيعوا الله واطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. وقوله عليه الصلاة والسلام: من رأى من أميره في أن يتقه. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أراد أن ينصح بذي سلطان فلا يبقي على نيه، ولكن ليأخذ بيده وينصحه. فإن قابل ذلك، وإلا كان الذي عليه. نصيحة ولي الأمر لا تكون على المنات ولا على الصحف والجرائد والمجلات ولا في المواقع والمنتديات، لأن هذا ينفر العامة من أمرهم ويجربهم على وجههم ويزين لهم الخروج. والحوارج على صنفين، الصنف الأول الحوارج القعدية، هم الذين يجلسون على المواقع والمنتديات ويحرضون على الخروج، وهم الذين يجلسون الخروج على المنتديات وعلى هؤلاء الحوارج القعدية. الحوارج الصنف الثاني المباشرين للخروج، وهذه المظاهرات نوع من الخروج على ولاة الأمر ولاة أمر المسلمين، فلا تجوز هذه المظاهرات ولا يجوز هذه الثورات على ولاة أمر المسلمين. الواجب التقيد بنصوص الشرع حتى لو كان الحاكم كافرا ويترتب على الخروج عليه سفك دماء واختلال أمن وانتهاك أعراض، فلا يجوز الخروج، كما أفتى بهذا أهل العلم على رأسهم سماحة الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله. الأمور تحتاج إلى حكمة. فتجد الآن كما قال الإمام المجد رحمه الله صار هذا الأسلوب لا يعرف عند أكثر من يدعي العلم ويتعامل به. تجد من يحمل الشهادات الكبيرة كالدكتورات ونحوها وهو يحرض على الثورات وعلى المظاهرات وعلى الخروج من المسلمين، هذا هو الضلال. ولهذا يقول الشيخ الصادق رحمه الله ليس من منهج السلف التشهير بعيوب الولاة وذكر ذلك على المنابر، لأن ذلك يفضي إلى الفوضى وعدم الطاعة بالمعروف، ويفضي إلى الخوض الذي يضر ولا ينفع. ولكن الطريقة المتبعة يقول السلطان عند السلف النصيحة فيما بينهم وبين السلطان أو الكتابة له أو الاتصال بالعلماء الذين يتصلون به إلى غير ذلك، هذا هو منهج. وهذه هي الطريقة التي يجب السير عليها. أما الطرق المحدثة الآن وأعراض كلام واعتصامات، هذه كلها محدثة خالفة لهذه السلف. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ستكون بعد أثر أي استئثار بالمال وبالمصر. قالوا فما تأمرنا يا رسول الله، ماذا نصنع؟ قال أمرهم بمظاهرات واعتصامات وثورات. قال تؤدون الحق الذي عليكم أي السمع والطاعة، وتسألون الله الذي نصر، تدعون الله تعالى الذي نصر. هذا هو الواجب. ولهذا يقول الإمام أحمد رحمه الله لو أن لي دعوة لهذا لجعلتها للسلطان، وكذلك الفضيل بن عياض. ويقول الإمام أحمد رحمه الله عن السلطان إني لأدعو له بالتصديق والتسديد، وأرى أن ذلك واجب علي، مع أن الإمام أحمد أدعي وعذي وأوذي لله، مع ذلك يقول إني لأدعو له بالتصديق والتسديد وأرى أن ذلك واجبا علي. ولما قيل له بالخروج قال الدماء الدماء، يعني الخروج هذا يؤدي الى دماوي. وقال شيخ الاسلام ابن تيميه رحمه الله ما خرج قوما على امامهم الا وقع من الفساد هو أعظم من الخروف. أين يحوط قوم على إيمان إلا وقع من الفساد ما هو أعظم من سفك دماء ومن اختلال أمن ومن فوضى ومن كاس أعراف. وتسمعون عبر القنوات والمواقع في بعض البلدان من بلاد الإسلام وفك من الدماء الآن القارب 15,000. الله العفو العافية. ونسأل الله تعالى أن دماء المسلمين كل مكان. الواجب الأمور تحتاج إلى حكم، تحتاج إلى رجوع العلماء ثم الأخذ بآرائهم والرجوع إلى ما قرره علماء السنة وما موقفهم من الناس من الأمور. ليس الأمور للجهال ولمن يتظاهرون بالعلم وليس العلم بل أعمتهم الحزبية البغيضة. وهذا كله يا إخوة من ضلالات الحزبيات وهذه المناهج الوهمية. ومن ضمنها جماعة والمسلمين التي تبنت منهج الخوارج زمن. نسأل الله العفو والعافية. نسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم للسير على منهج السلف، فإن منهج فيه السلامة من الوقوع في الضلالات والانحرافات. ولهذا قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله: إن قوما ابتغوا العبادة وأضاعوا العلم فخرجوا على أمة محمد بأسيافهم. تظاهروا بعبادة تعلموا، ما أخذوا بنصوص الكتاب والسنة، فخرجوا على أمة محمد بأسيافهم ولو اتبعوا العلم لحجزهم. وقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله عن الخوارج: إنهم جهال فارقوا الكتاب والسنة عن جهل. قال الحافظ رحمه الله: الخوارج لما حكموا بتفكير المسلمين استحلوا دماءهم وأموالهم، استحلوا دماءهم وأموالهم. وقد قال شيخنا حفظه الله: إن كل من أفتى لبعض الناس الخروج على ولاد وتسبب في دمائهم يناله إثم بقدر ما وقع من سفك الدماء. نسأل الله تعالى العفو، نسأل الله تعالى أن يثبتنا وإياكم على دينه التقاه، أن يعيذنا وإياكم من الفتن ما ظهر وطن. صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
نعم، بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ عبد الله، جزاك الله خير. عندنا أسئلة عن الدرس إذا أمكن فضيلة الشيخ.
نعم
نعم. السؤال الأول فضيلة الشيخ بارك الله فيكم، سائل يقول: ما هو قول العلماء في المظاهرات الذي وقعت في مصر؟ لأن الرئيس حسني مبارك كان من إيش يقول هذا؟ منها تنحي الرئيس المبارك، فكان شيء جميل لأنه تنحى. النتيجة كان الرئيس حسن مبارك تنحى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. الكلام أم أقول إن هذه المظاهرات لا تجوز، وقد أفتى علماء الإسلام بتحريمها ووسيلة محرمة، كما أفتى الشيخ فاز والشيخ ابن عثيمين الفوزان وشيخنا الشيخ أحمد وشيخنا الشيخ ربيع وغيرهم من علماء السنة، أفتوا بتحريمه وتحريم الخروج على ولاة المسلمين. أما هؤلاء الآن في بعض البلدان ولو ذهب هذا الحاكم فهو حاكم مسلم ولا يجوز الخروج على هذا الحد اي حال احوال. هذا هو منهج. وكم ترتب من دماء سفكت في بعض تلك البلدان قرابة الالف المسلمين قتل. هذه الدماء من يتحمله؟ من يتحمل الدماء لما يقف بين يدي الله تعالى؟ لا يجوز تحريض الناس على الخطوط على ولاة امر المسلمين. ثم اختل الامر وضرب الاقتصاد في كثير من تلك البلدان وقعت من الفتن الان وما هو اكثر مكن للروافض ما لم لهم من يقف. نسال الله العفو. وحتى من تولى الان في بعض تلك البلدان يصرح انه لا يريد تطبيق الشريعه الاسلاميه ولا يريد ان يامر الاسلام ويريد ان يمكن للنصارى ويعطيهم الحقوق ما لم يعط لهم من قبل كما استفاد اهل الاسلام. اتكلم كلاما عاما. يجب على الانسان يفهم انا يسترق ان يرجع العلم. جزاكم الله خير.
نعم فضيلة الشيخ بارك الله فيك. السؤال الثاني يقول سائل يقول بارك الله فيكم إذا حضرت يوم الجمعة والخطيب يتكلم عن العلماء يطعن في العلماء وفي ولاة الأمر فهل يجوز الجلوس والاستماع إليه أم أترك المسجد؟ بارك الله فيكم.
لا يترك المسجد. لكن يجوز كما يقول أهل العلم يجوز الجمعة أن يكون الخطيب الناس ويجوز لبعض المستمعين أن يكلم الخطيب كما قام ذاك الرجل في المسجد والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله جاع العيال حصل ما حصل ادعو الله أن يغيث. فهذا خلى من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب ويجوز للخطيب ان يكلم الناس عندما قال ان وسلم للرجل الذي سليف الغطفاني لما دخل وجلس ولم يركع في المسجد قال له صليت ركعتين؟ قال نعم. قال لا. قال له قم فاركع ركعتين. هذا الجمعه. ولما راى رجلا يتخطى الرقاب في الجمعه قال له اجلس فقد اذيت واهنيت. فله ان يكلمه بادب ولطف يكلم الخطيب بادب ولطف في اثناء الخطبه. لا يجوز ذلك. لا يكون الجمعه في مقام جدال وخصومات. ولعله ان ينصحه بعد الجمعه صلاه الجمعه ان راى وبعد الصلاة أفضل وينقل له كلام العلم والعلماء من يطعن فيه العلم عند. نعم
بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ. السؤال الثالث بارك الله فيكم يقول
في هذا السؤال. نعم
آخر سؤال بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ. السؤال الثالث فضيلة الشيخ يقول ما رأيكم في الذين يقولون بأنه لا يجوز أن يقول كل من تكلم عن العلماء أو من تكلم عن الولاة أو خرج عليهم هو من الخوارج ويستدلون بقصة الأشعث الذي كانوا معها بعض العلماء عندما خرجوا على الحجاج بن يوسف الثقفي؟
أولا أن سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التي أمر بها مقدمة على فعل من فعل من الناس وعلى رأي من رأى من الناس من خروج ونحو. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من رأى من أنس شيئا يكره معصية مدنية مخالفه ماذا قال يصبر عليه؟ قال فليصبر إن من فارق الجماعة شبه فمات مات ميتا جاهليا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: تسمع وتطيع للأمير وإن ضرب ظهرك أخذ مالك. تصور ضرب ظهرك وأخذ مالك، تسمع وتطيع ولا تخرج. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ستكون بعد أثرة استئثار بالمال وبالجاه وبالموقف ونحو ذلك. هذا وأمورا تنكرونها مخالفات من هذا الأمير. قال: تؤدون الحق الذي عليكم وتسألون الله، تسألون الله ما تخرج على ولي أمر. فما جاء عن رسول الله مقدم على أي اجتهاد وعلى أي فعل من الناس، وهذا هو المقرر. نختفي بهذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، الشيخ من الله بحزاره والشيخ عبد الله النجمي he began by praising Allah Azza wa Jal upon his and praising him for his favors and giving him his due thanks for his يعني success that he grants, and we send the peace and salutations upon the one who called to the pleasure of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions. And he said to proceed, we have covered or we have started the third foundation from the six foundations of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, and it was in regards to hearing and obeying. It was in regards to hearing and obeying to those who are in authority over us, even if he was an Abyssinian slave. And the Sheikh said, we clarified previously that this foundation, this particular foundation, we have clarified and mentioned the proofs which support this foundation, and also clarify it in the best of ways, and they are all authentic narrations and authentic texts. Then the Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab says in the end of the third foundation, he said, then the affair or this foundation became something which is only which is not known to much of those who claim knowledge, let alone acting upon it. Then this foundation became something which is unknown to a large number of those who ascribe themselves to knowledge, let alone acting upon it. So the Sheikh said, this foundation became something which is unknown to the people who ascribe themselves and pretend to have knowledge, so that they are ignorant of this issue, which is the issue of hearing and obeying, and also what it holds from virtue and what it holds يعني from importance. So the Sheikh said, how about the general folk? So if those people who are from people who ascribe themselves to knowledge are ignorant of it, so how about the general folk who are more severe in ignorance than them? So the brave person, according to them, the brave person, the one who commands good and forbids evil, yes, according to them, and the one who does not fear the blame of those who blame, according to them, is the one who actually rebels and reviles against the rulers, and he removes his hand of allegiance from them, and he calls towards revolutions against the Muslim leaders as soon as they make a mistake or a sin which does not reach the level of disbelief. As soon as they commit a sin and or a mistake which does not even reach the level of disbelief, they rebel against them. So such people become, according to those people, as the people who are commanding good and forbidding evil and the brave ones. And also it became, this hadith, يعني this revolutions and marches and demonstrations, things like that, became, the Sheikh said, يعني following the mistakes and the sins of the leaders became something which is always discussed in sittings, on forums, and also in lectures and talks like that. Now the people always talk about the mistakes of the leaders, and they also exaggerate them. They exaggerate the mistakes of the leaders until it leads to the division of the world, يعني the division from the people. And also the people who are being ruled over, يعني the general people, will turn away from the leaders or those who are in authority. So much so that this causes insecurity and shedding of blood. And this was also this would also lead to corruption, which is far greater than the first corruption, which was the sin or the mistake of the leader. Yes, so the corruption or the corruption, it becomes far greater than the corruption that would happen if the person or if the people remained patient upon the obedience of this transgressor or this evil doing ruler. Yes, the one who, according to them as well, he is not a disbeliever, but he only has mistakes and he has sins. Yes, and he does not have, he did not commit any action which is a clear disbelief. يعني with the proof from the Quran and the Sunnah. So the Sheikh said this foundation is very important. This foundation is very important, and we have previously mentioned, we clarified some of the يعني proofs from the Quran and the Sunnah which support this foundation and the obligation for hearing and obeying for the people on authority from the Muslims, and also to remain patient upon their transgression and oppression. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a narration, whosoever sees from his leader something which he dislikes, then let him remain patient. Whosoever sees from his leader something which he dislikes, then let him remain patient. And he also said, "Isburu hatta talqawni 'inda al-hawd." Remain patient until you meet me at the pool. Remain patient until you meet me at the pool. And he also, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "You hear and obey to the ruler or to the leader, even if he strikes your back and takes your wealth." You hear obey to the ruler, even if he strikes your back and takes your wealth. This hadith is in a sahih, and it's hadith on authority of Hudhayfah ibn Yaman. May Allah be pleased with him. So the Shaykh said, these are the proofs. These are the proofs. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amri minkum." All you who believe, obey Allah and obey His messengers and those who are in authority over you. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a narration, whosoever wishes to give a piece of advice or to advise a person in power or person in authority, the Shaykh said, يعني, the person who wants to do so, he should not do it on the pulpits, on the manabir. He should not do it in the newspapers and the magazines, and he should not do it on internet websites or internet forums. This type of action, or the person seeks to advise or seeks to criticize the leaders on the pulpits and the magazines and the newspapers and the internet, this would turn away the people from the ruler. They would turn the people away from the ruler and would turn them against him, and also will beautify for them rebellion and revolutions. Will beautify revolutions for them. The Shaykh Hafidhullah, he said that the Khawarij are of two types. The Khawarij are of two types or of two categories. The first one is Al-Qa'diyya. Yes, the first one is called Al-Qa'diyya, and those are the people, or if you really want to translate it into Arabic, would be those who are sitting down. Khawarij, or the rebels, those who are sitting down. The Shaykh said those people are the ones who call and encourage and urge the people to rebel against the rulers while they are sitting. They are sitting behind the internet forums and websites and magazines and newspapers, and they urge the people to rebel against the rulers while they are sitting down. The second one, the Sheikh said, are those who actually go out, the demonstrators and those who march, and those people. This is the second category, the people that actually fulfill the action of rebellion and revolutions. And the Sheikh said demonstrations is a type or is one kind of rebellion. Demonstration is one type of one kind of rebellion against the rulers, and it is not permissible. Likewise, revolutions and marches and so on, it is not permissible. So the obligation upon the person is to stick and to restrict himself with the text from the Quran and the Sunnah. Yes, and the text from the legislation. Even if the ruler was a disbeliever, and rebellion against him would necessitate or would result in shedding of blood and transgression and attacking the people's honor and so on and taking their wealth, then it is not permissible, even if he's a disbeliever. As the people of knowledge have given their verdicts regarding this issue, and on head of them, the first and foremost of them, the Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, may Allah have mercy on him. So the affairs there, or this affair needs wisdom. This issue and this affair needs wisdom. Then the Sheikh goes back to the statement of Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, where he said, then the affair became something which is unknown to much of those who ascribe themselves to knowledge, let alone acting upon it. The Sheikh said, you would find those who carry qualifications and certificates such as doctorate, which is a doctorate level, and you'd find such people hold high certificates and high qualifications, and you'd find them that they encourage the people to demonstrate and to rebel against the rulers. And indeed, this is misguidance. This is the misguidance. Sheikh bin Baz, may Allah have mercy on him, he mentioned that it is not from the manhaj of the Salaf, the manhaj of the pious predecessors, to tashhir, to expose and publicly expose the leaders with any deficiencies that they may have. And also to mention these deficiencies and these mistakes that they have on the pulpits and the manabir. Because this would lead and this would result into trials and tribulations. Yes? However, the correct methodology or the correct way to advise them or to rectify the affair is that you advise them. You advise the people in authority. Or if you cannot reach them or cannot get in contact with them, then you call the scholars. You call the scholars who in turn will advise the rulers. And this is the manhaj of the Salaf. End of Sheikh Bimba's statement. Then the Sheikh continued to say, so this is the path and this is the methodology that everyone should take. This is the path and methodology that everyone should take in regards to the rulers. As for demonstrations and marches and revolutions and things like that, then all of them are newly invented. All of them are muhditha, all of them are newly invented. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a narration, سَتَكُونُ بَعْدِ أَثَرَةِ يعني after me will be a time where the rulers will favor some of you over others. Yes, there will be a time after me where the rulers will favor some of you over others. Then they asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked him, what do you command us when we reach, if we reach that? Or if we see that, what do you command us? So the Shaykh said, did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command them to march and to revile against the ruler and also to demonstrate and so on? Rather, he commanded them to remain patient. He commanded them to remain patient. So the Shaykh said, so this is the obligation. This is the obligation upon the people. And therefore Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, may Allah mercy on him, he said, in one of his statements, he said, if I had one supplication which I knew was going to be answered, then I would have made it for the ruler. I would have made this supplication for the ruler. And likewise, this was said also, the similar statement was said by Al-Fadhil bin Iyadh. And also Imam Ahmad, may Allah mercy on him, it has been narrated from him that he said that indeed I supplicate for him, referring to the ruler, he said, indeed I supplicate for him that he is successful, or Allah grants him success. And I see that as an obligation upon me. I see that I have to supplicate for him as an obligation upon me. The Sheikh said, despite that Imam Ahmad was punished and tortured, yes, by some of those rulers, but he still said this statement, may Allah have mercy on him. And when it was said to him, to Imam Ahmad, that the people wanted to rebel against a particular ruler, they said to him that we want to rebel against him and perform khuruj against him, then Imam Ahmad replied, he said, ad-dima, ad-dima, he said, the blood of the Muslims. He reminded them that be careful with the blood of the Muslims. He said, the blood of the Muslims. Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh Zain Taymiyyah, Allah mercy on him, he said that no people or no group of people rebelled against a ruler or against a leader except that a corruption which happens after is far greater than that which was before. Yani the corruption that happens after is far greater than that which they tried to change in the first place. The Sheikh said that the meaning of this is that the people, when they rebel against a leader or ruler, every time they rebel, the corruption which happens after going against him is greater than that which was they tried to change in the first place. From shedding of blood, the removal of the security, people become insecure, and also it becomes a chaos. And the Sheikh said, you hear in the channels and you see on the website what is happening from shedding of blood in some of the Muslim lands nowadays. And he said, even to the extent that in one particular country, 15,000 people were killed because of this. Because of rebelling against the ruler, 15,000 people were killed and 15,000 blood was shed. We ask Allah to preserve the bloods of the Muslims. So the Sheikh said, so that the affair needs wisdom and the affair needs scholars. And it needs also that you return and you refer back to the scholars. And this affair or such affairs are not for the ignorant ones. It's not for the ignorant ones. And it's not also for the ones who pretend to have knowledge. And or to pretend to be from the people of knowledge while they are not from them. And Sheikh said, and this is also from the misguidance of partisanships, and also different parties, the misguidance of some, يعني different parties, also especially يعني from them, the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, this deviated group, Ikhwan al-Muslimin. The Sheikh said, which those who took it upon themselves to follow the madhab of the Khawarij, who took upon themselves, or they made the madhab, or their way is the madhab of the Khawarij, or the methodology of the Khawarij. We ask Allah to grant us success to take and traverse the methodology of the Salaf, because in it is safety from misguidance. In it is safety from misguidance. Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said that indeed a group of people who sought يعني, worship, and who يعني, was striving in worship, and they have abandoned the knowledge, this resulted in them rebelling against fighting against the Ummah of Muhammad. Indeed, said a group of people who only focused and concentrated on worship and abandoned the knowledge. And due to this action, this led them to rebel against and fight against the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they were to follow knowledge and seek it, then knowledge would have restricted them. If they were to seek knowledge and go for it, then knowledge would have restricted them and set boundaries for them. Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he mentioned that, speaking about the Khawarij, those who rebel against the rulers, he said about them that indeed they are juhal, they are ignorant, who abandoned the book and the sunnah upon ignorance. Indeed they are juhal, who abandoned the book and the sunnah upon jahl, upon ignorance. Yes, and he also said that they have made the blood of the Muslims halal for them. They have made the blood of the shedding of the blood of the Muslims lawful for them. When they went against the rulers, they made the blood of the Muslims lawful for them. The shedding of the blood of the Muslims lawful for them. And the Sheikh continues, he says, our Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, rahimahullah, he said that indeed every person who gives a verdict to the people, he gives a fatwa or a verdict to the people, commanding them to rebel against the rulers, every sin or everything that happens from his verdict, as a result of his verdict, from corruption, shedding of blood, anything, any chaos that happens, he gets a share of it. He gets a share of that corruption that he caused because of his verdict. So according to the evil that he caused, he will get he will get his share from that. So we ask Allah safety, and we ask Allah to make us firm upon His religion, and also that we ask Allah to grant us refuge from trials and tribulations, that which is apparent from them and that which is hidden. So three questions were put forward to our Sheikh, and the first one was some scholars regard protest in Egypt as khuruj, yes, or did not regard it as khuruj. Because the end result that was that the ruler was removed, that he stepped down. Yes, so some of them, they do not regard this as khuruj, because this end this يعني, resulted in, as they say, يعني, a good result, because the ruler was removed. So the Sheikh said, after praising Allah, the Lord of the universe, and sending a peace and salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his family and companions, he said, speaking about this issue, I say that demonstrations are not permissible. Demonstrations are not permissible, and scholars have given their verdict regarding this issue, that it is unlawful and impermissible, and it is a methodology, or it is a method which is prohibited, as was declared by Ibn Baz rahimahullah, Ibn Uthaymeen, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, and our Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, and Sheikh Rabi' al-Madkhali hafizahumullah, and other than them as well, and other than them from the scholars, they all mentioned that the demonstrations are unlawful and they are prohibited. And as in some, يعني, the Sheikh said, likewise, what occurred in some countries, that even that you'd see that the even if the ruler stepped down and he left the power, and the Sheikh said he's Muslim. Some of them were actually Muslim when this happened, these demonstrations and these chaoses and these يعني, marches happened, and while the leaders, even they held that the leader is Muslim. Some of the people who rebelled against him, they held that he's a Muslim. So the Sheikh said, يعني, even if the person, or even if this would lead the ruler to step down, this method is impermissible. This way of trying to rectify the affairs is impermissible, which is demonstrations. And the Sheikh said, how many blood was shed because of this, or because of actions like this, which is to demonstrate, to march, and revolutions and things like that in those countries. And the Sheikh said, and who is responsible for all those يعني, bloods who was, which were shed? Who's responsible for all that blood that was shed? So the Sheikh said, so the person, when he stands before Allah, what is he, how is he gonna, how is he gonna reply to Allah? The one who caused all of this, the one who caused the shedding of all this blood, who's gonna be responsible for this? And the one who's responsible, what is he going to say when he stands before Allah? So it is not permissible to rebel against the ruler because this would lead to causing insecurity in the land, and also يعني, trials and tribulations would occur, that which is far greater than the tribulation or the trial that was before the ruler was in power. And the Sheikh said also, due to this, due to these demonstrations and revolutions and such, the Rawafid, those extreme Rawafid, extreme Shia, they were able, they were given the opportunity in the land, and they were given the opportunity to establish themselves in the land. And this is يعني, this is something which happened. And they were given the opportunity because of these يعني, marches and revolutions to establish themselves in the land in a way that they were unable to do before يعني, there was a government and there was a ruler and everyone, there was a security. So they were given the opportunity to establish themselves and to form a power. And the Sheikh said that also to mention that some of the people who came after this ruler had stepped down, or some rulers they stepped down and they give up the power, and some other ones they come after them. Even the ones that come after them, they clearly يعني, and they openly declare that they do not want the Sharia, they do not want the legislation of Allah. They openly declare it, that we do not want the legislation of Allah. And they also they want to befriend the Christians and the disbelievers, and they want to يعني, honor them, and they want to يعني, focus on them, and so on. So upon the person is that he understands the manhaj of the Salaf. And may Allah reward you. The second question was about a person attending Salat al-Jum'ah, Jum'ah prayer, and while the Khatib is a person who speaks about the scholars, he criticizes the scholars, and he criticizes the rulers. Yes, so is it permissible to sit down and attend the khutbah, the sermon, or يعني, what does the person do? What do you advise? So the Sheikh said, no, he does not leave the masjid, he does not leave the mosque. However, it is permissible, as the people of knowledge said, that the khatib, the person who's given the khutbah, delivering the sermon, he can speak to some of the people who are sitting down. And likewise, the people who are sitting down, if there is a need, they can speak to the person who's delivering the sermon as well. As that man who came while the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering a sermon, delivering a khutbah, and he said to him, this man walked in, and he said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, the kids have starved, and our cattle, or our sheep and camels have died. So ask Allah to give us rain. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not disapprove of what he done, and he did not tell him off. So he supplicated for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes this hardship from them. So this person, the Sheikh said, he spoke to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he did not disapprove of him, or did not tell him off. So it is permissible for the khatib, the person who's given the khutbah, to speak to the people. Likewise, Sulayk al-Ghatafani, may Allah be pleased with him, the companion Sulayk al-Ghatafani, when he entered, when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering the khutbah, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked him, did you pray? He sat down. He said to him, did you pray? He said to him, no. He said to him, get up and pray. يعني تحية المسجد. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke to him. And also the man, the Sheikh said, also likewise, the man who walked into the masjid while the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving a khutbah on Jum'ah, and he was going between the people, يعني moving the people, grabbing their shoulders and necks and going through them. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him, sit down, for indeed you have come late and you have caused harm as well. You came late and you caused harm. So the Sheikh said, so it is permissible that the person speaks to the khatib as well. The person can speak to the khatib, but with etiquette and manners. And however, he should يعني, not make the Jum'ah, the Salat al-Jum'ah, or the place of Jum'ah, he should not make it a place of dispute and argumentation and conflict. Yes? And if he speaks to him after the prayer, then it is better that he speaks to him after the prayer, and he tells him and he narrates to him the statements of the scholars regarding the issue of speaking about the scholars and speaking about the people in authority and so on. The third and last question was about how some people they use and they say that it is permissible to rebel against the rulers, and they use the action of Al-Ash'ath, the person who rebelled against Al-Hajjaj. Who rebelled against Al-Hajjaj, who was a ruler who was in charge of Iraq at the time, that he rebelled against him. نعم and he had with him amongst him amongst the, this person الأشعث who rebelled against الحجاج he had some scholars against him يعني with him عفوا from amongst him فتنة القراء هي نعم and so can the person use this to يعني can a person use this as a proof that he can rebel against the ruler because this person he rebelled against الحجاج and he had scholars with him so the sheikh said firstly the sunnah of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم which he commanded with is given precedence over the statement or the action of any person. Yes? The sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he commanded with, is given precedence over the action of any of the people and their opinions. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever sees from his leader something which he dislikes, then let him remain patient. Whosoever sees from his Amir and his leader something which he dislikes, let him remain patient. So the Sheikh said, if he sees something which he dislikes, referring to, يعني, or meaning, if he sees a sin, if he sees an opposition, any opposition, then let him remain patient. Also, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues in the hadith and he says, for indeed he who يعني, splits from the congregation that which is equivalent to a hand span, he who splits and يعني, leaves the congregation of the Muslims that which is equivalent to a hand span, and he dies, then he will die in a state of ignorance. He will die in a state of ignorance. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in another narration, he said, you hear and obey, even if he strikes your back and he takes your wealth. The Sheikh said, imagine this. Even if he strikes your back and he takes your wealth. You hear and obey. And also he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after me you will see leaders who will favor some of you over others. Yes? Then they ask him, what do you command us of the message, O Messenger of Allah? The Sheikh said, firstly, you would see leaders after me who will favor some of you over others. The Sheikh said, meaning with wealth, with status, with ranks, with positions, things like that. Yes, they will favor the people over others. So the Sheikh said, so the messengers, the companions asked the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so what do you command us? He said, fulfill the right which is upon you, the right of the ruler over you. Fulfill that right which is upon you to them. And ask Allah for the right which is for you. يعني the right of the ruler over you. Yes? So the Sheikh said, you ask Allah. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you ask Allah. He did not say you go against him. He said, you ask Allah. Yes? You do not rebel against him. So that which comes from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving precedence over the speech or the statements of the people. Yes? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.